And we're recording this on Friday, and Sunday should be the best day. But we did have some winds blowing through here, but, you know, we're ready.
We always worry about the high winds. We know we're going to get rain, but those high winds can knock over trees that, of course, impact our electrical grid. Our electric crews, people like Clay Talley and Yogi McCall, they're ready. They've got everybody mobilized, and they're ready to respond when bad weather hits.
No, it's like an army. I know you've told me before about Yogi getting ready. And Mayor, you just came back from another run from the Atlanta Track Club?
It was marathon week, and they have a 5K Masters run, so I participated in that. Had a good time. Posted a decent time.
And then you shared the next thing is going to be a half marathon.
Derek Taylor, my fellow runner, and I, we're going to travel early in the morning and do a half marathon in Asheville. So I'm really looking forward to that event, too.
Retreat. Thursday, March 9th is going to be a long one with all the things we're going to cover today, but a good one at the community building right next to the ball field. Everybody, welcome.
This is my 10th town retreat.
Yeah, your financial health, it's all one presentation after another. It's great to meet and talk with and listen to our town manager.
And Josh Ward, our town manager, opens retreat with a report concerning the overall financial health of the town. Rebecca Schuler, our town finance manager, will go into more specific details on certain items in the budget. And then we will start to hear reports about needs in various departments from department heads.
You'll cover that Highway 106 sidewalk. I can't wait to hear the technical aspect of that and how they're going to plan that.
We'll be having a discussion and meeting with the representative from the Shelby Place Homeowners Association about an easement decision that is a critical part of that sidewalk project. For example, Lamar Nix will follow Josh Becker with his requests for public works, which is always a big ticket item because it involves water, sewer, electric, and road. I know that Lamar will be covering not only that sidewalk issue, but other proposed sidewalks that we're working on.
The next report up will be the utility pole audit, and Matt Schuler takes the stage there.
Periodically, we need to assess who's on our utility poles. Not only do we carry the electrical system on the poles at the very top, we have, for example, the fiber that Hotwire has, and then we have a number of other communication providers that have attached to our poles. And then I think that we're going to be in a position, in a situation where in some critical junctures, we'll have to be replacing short poles with much taller poles, which could be as tall as 45 feet. And going back to public works with Lamar Nix, I know that Lamar will be touching on the issue of doing a study about our electrical grid and how we need to address upgrading it in the coming years. We need to constantly improve our capacity to distribute electricity throughout the town. We'll be bringing in a professional company that will do a total assessment of our electrical grid, the circuits that we have, and make recommendations on how to upgrade them. And I anticipate several million dollars in upgrades, critical needs that need to be addressed immediately, and then other things that can be done in the coming years.
We're talking about the town retreat Thursday, March 9th, with our Honorable Mayor Patrick Taylor. And then up next, the fire department report with Chief Gerhardt.
We've moved into a new fire building. The plan is to staff that 24/7. We'll need to look at the financial aspect of that. And then we'll need to, of course, coordinate and go and talk with the county commission about a plan and how we can implement that. I think that we're in a financial position that we can start the full-time staffing without a fire tax increase. Job descriptions have been developed. The big issue will be to coordinate the financing of that with the town and the county.
And then up next, of course, we cover the fire department and the capital needs of our police department. Chief Holland will be asking for a few things.
We have an ongoing patrol car replacement program. I know that the chief and her staff, they look at the mileage on police cars, and after they get over 100,000 miles, they really start monitoring the conditions of the vehicles. You know, there's been a lot of talk in the country about supporting police departments. I just want to reinforce we support our police. We want them, like our firefighters, to have the best support, the best equipment possible.
All right, Lester Norris. All right, always good to see him around town and the rec department needs for the future, the pool, well, et cetera.
When I first became mayor 10 years ago, one of the first things that I advocated was a 1.5 mil increase on our property tax.
Yeah.
And it was earmarked to improve the rec park. Over the years, we had neglected certain critical maintenance and capital needs, and the rec park was in pretty rough shape. We earmarked that money for 3 years and started to address those needs, along with things like the all-year-round pool, the improving of the gym facilities and downstairs exercise rooms and so forth. We made those commitments. We have done a lot of improvements in the rec park, but we need to continue now. Don't make this mistake we made in the past and ignore the needs. We need to constantly do maintenance and improvement on that facility. So Lester will be letting us know what he thinks we need to do in the coming year. We decided to take that fund, that TAC, and focus on improving and paving roads and resurfacing roads, because there again, we'd fallen behind on maintaining the roads. We have now gotten to a point where we've caught up with the maintenance and paving of the roads, and we'll be talking about what needs do we need to continue to pursue using those kind of funds. We build sidewalks in just the past year, but we need to maintain and replace sidewalks too. So maybe that's an area that we need to focus on now. You'll notice around town that some of the sidewalk areas have little pits in them and chip. People ask me, well, why does that happen? It happens in the winter when they put out salt on the roads, and sometimes those salt trucks will put out salt pellets and they'll bounce up on the sidewalk. With moisture, they'll interact with the lime in the concrete, and it just eats away the concrete, and you have those pits.
The Highlands Historical Society up next and their presentation. I haven't heard them come up there, or do they make presentations from time to time?
Well, this is one of the first times that I can recall that they have, but they have a particular need, and they'll be coming and making a request of the town. They actually heard me on, I think, the radio show saying, if you have a budget need, come share it with us, and they took us up on it. Harry McDonald of the Historical Society will be there making a presentation.
Yeah, and always go on to AskMayorPat.com, your website that you take a hold of. Now, the ABC building proposal, I guess that's into the next step. It's moving forward.
At their last presentations, there were some more questions to be asked and clarifications, and I think they'll bring that information to the board at this retreat. And I'm anticipating a final decision occurring probably at the March official town board meeting.
Talking with our Honorable Mayor Patrick Taylor of Highlands about Thursday, March 9th's retreat at the community building next to the ball field. We also want to let people know that the budget work sessions will continue. This is where we can attend, but we just want to listen.
There'll be a hearing about the budget where people can share their input, and you can always share your concerns with your elected representatives, our commissioners. One of the final things that we'll be having at the retreat will be an update on the Mirror Lake Restoration Project from Pat Gleason. They've raised a significant amount of money to begin dredging certain parts of Mirror Lake. I think the town can be a partner in that effort. And we're also working with our state elected officials to see if they can identify some state funds that can be used to help us address this important project.
Before we leave, I was disappointed when I read in the papers about the Macon County Commissioners and the Board of Education split on the decision to terminate the contract for the pre-K project, Highland School. Should we hold back some money from them?
Well,
being facetious.
Yeah, I think a lot of folks were very optimistic about having a pre-K program here because it would benefit our folks that work here in Highlands, especially folks from Franklin. They could bring their children up to our pre-K program. It'd be open to all Macon County residents. So I hope that that initiative doesn't languish. I hope that the Board of Education and the county commissioners can reevaluate some of the decisions that have been made about postponing the design phase of that project and everything, and we can move forward with, because I do see that as a critical need, especially addressing the child care problems that we have, not only here, but throughout Macon County. But this would be one component of an overall strategy to provide this critical service for the folks that work in our community.
Well, I've got some phone calls sent to the Macon County Board of Commissioners to find out who are the commissioners, the two that voted with the school board members in that closed meeting. It was not an open meeting.
Steve, you know, as the mayor, our town commissioners, we certainly are grateful that we have the Highland School here. We want to support it any way we can, but really those kind of financial decisions become decisions made by the county commissioners and the Macon County School Board. They operate the public schools in Macon County. I'm hopeful that they'll make great decisions that will benefit the young people in this community.